And I thank you and praise you, Father God, that the truth is your presence is here. So help us all to just enter in, distractions put away, whatever that might be, loud noise in our head, Lord, silence it in Jesus' name. We need you.
Yes.
We love you. And I bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so when I was studying and I was praying and praying and praying and which direction, Lord, I heard him say to me, like, the call of the Lord. And I was like, wow, okay. There's so much with the call of the Lord, right? When Jesus is like, hey, follow me. That might be in a few weeks. But what he focused and narrowed in on actually was in Genesis. Okay, one of the first calls was to Abram. And so if you have your Bible, if you don't, if you have your smartphone, whatever, if you'd like to follow along or just listen, it's just fine. But we're going to be in Genesis chapter 11 a little bit, and then chapter 12, just a little bit. So sometimes people can be like, well, the call of the Lord, what the heck is the call of the Lord? Maybe I feel like I'm called by the Lord. I've never been called by the Lord. I don't hear the Lord. It could be a whole thing, right? So what would be the call of the Lord? The call of the Lord is actually to follow. It is just to follow. We are called to follow. And your call looks different than every single person around you. He makes it very personal and very intimate when the Lord calls you to follow him, okay? So, in the Word, Genesis chapter 11, I'm going to start at verse 26 to give a backstory and context. So Genesis 11, 26, it says, after Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. So Terah is Abram or Abraham's father, okay? So Terah was 70, and then he had three boys. And so as I'm reading this, I was like, wow, three boys. I'm going to assume three different mamas, okay? Right? To have three boys, boom, 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 when he was 70. I'm like, all right. This is now the account of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot while his father Terah was still alive. Haran died. The ESV version also reads, in the presence of his father, Haran died. And he died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. And she was the daughter of Haran. And Haran is the father of both Milcah and Iscah. So Abraham, Nahor, Haran. Haran has two girls and a boy, Milcah, Iscah, and Lot. Okay, so it's Abram's nieces and nephew. So his family. Okay, so two girls and a boy. Now, Sarai was barren. She had no children. Verse 31, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. Okay, then chapter 12, verse 1, it says, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your kindred, like your relatives, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. So we're going to pause right there for just a second. So the call of the Lord is to follow. I read all that because sometimes our call from the Lord actually comes after a time of trauma and grieving, sorrow, loss, moving, right? It moved, and then a call comes. All these different things are going on, right? When you hear the call of the Lord, do you maybe feel ready? Prepared? Yeah, no, right? Oh my goodness, maybe questioning a little bit, nervous. Do you feel brave? Do you feel strong and courageous? Are you willing? Are you able? Knowing that you have heard the Lord asking you to do something, even after a death of a loved one, really a lot of deep, deep pain. How do you move on? How do you listen? How do you obey? How do you go forward with what the Lord is calling you to do after you're like, this was my brother, right? Haran was a brother, a father, an uncle, a friend, part of the community. He's in the place of his birth, right? He has a job. He knows everybody. But it says, the Lord had said to Abram. He's calling Abram, okay? And he says, now. Now is meaning time. When the Lord says it, it's the right time, okay? The time is now. Not my time, not their time, not our time. The Lord is saying, now is the time, okay? How beautiful it is when the Lord had said, he spoke right to Abram. So there's no room for doubt with Abram, okay? He called him by name, right? Like, Abram, listen up, I'm speaking. I have something for you, okay? The Lord is building trust with Abram when he is calling him. Hey, I'm asking you to do this big thing, okay? I'm giving you a list. I want you to leave. I want you to go. I want you to let go of. I want you to listen and obey. I have something for you, okay? And the Lord, he makes it plain for him. The Lord said, so he spoke to him, personally to him. And the Lord said, go from, right? Go. So he gives direction and instruction. Then he gives him the list, right? The list to go from, to leave his country, his family, his father's house, everything that he knows that is comfortable, familiar. He probably knows everybody. Everybody also knows him. It's also the land of his birth, just like his brother. And the Lord has called him to go. The Lord also continues to say, because I will show you the land, right? So whenever the Lord is saying, I will, the Lord does not lie. It is a promise, and he is going to fulfill it. So Abraham has something to hold on to as well. Like, the Lord said it, I will show you the land. He gets to hold on to that promise. I'm going to see something. The Lord is going to set something before Abram's eyes, and he is able to see what the Lord has said to him. So now, going back a little bit, I was wondering how Abram felt about this. He knows that the Lord spoke to him. Because in Acts 7:2, Stephen referenced Abraham right here. Acts chapter 7, verse 2. And Stephen is speaking and he goes, brothers, fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. He's not in Canaan. He's in Ur of the Chaldeans. He's in his place of birth. And it says that the Lord of glory, the God of glory, appeared to him. before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you. Stephen continues, so he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to the land where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance here, not even a foot of ground, but God promised him that he and his descendants after him would possess the land, even though at that time Abraham had no child. Okay, so as I'm reading, as I'm studying, I'm just like, oh my goodness, Lord, wait, hold up, back up for a second. Because you're saying the Lord had said to Abram, leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land that I will show you. And then it's like, and so then Abram left. Actually, it says Terah took his son Abram and Lot and Sarai, and together they set out. What was the call of the Lord? Did the Lord call Terah? No, he didn't. The Lord called Abram. Did Abram listen and obey? Halfway. Kind of, sort of, right? Abram obviously paused. Maybe within all of that trauma, all of that grieving, all of that loss, when life completely changed, when his brother passed away, in the presence of his own father, maybe his brothers, maybe his children, we don't know. But something so painful happened. But God even back then said, Abram, I'm calling you with direction and purpose and instruction. I'm telling you, I want you to leave everything that you know, everything that you've known that is right and comfortable in your present life. But I'm also saying, leave your father's household. But it says right here, Terah, the father, took Abram. And they only went halfway. They didn't make it to Canaan, right? They settled in Haran. I share all this, though, because I'm like, wow, Lord, wow. Okay, how do you make that relatable? Because when the Lord gives you a call, the Lord himself is so good and so merciful that sometimes he knows that we are very much human. Sometimes he knows, yeah, of course, Lord, I love you. I live my life for you, right? I want to obey you. I don't know how. I'm really afraid. Shoot, I missed that call. I told him no. I don't want to do that. I'm afraid of doing that. I don't think I'm made to do this, whatever the call might have been. Oh, I heard the Lord say, do step 1 through 3, but then tragedy happened in my life. How do I actually still continue to move forward? How do I go about listening to the call of the Lord when I'm in such turmoil, pain, and grieving? I am in sadness. And when it says Terah took his son Abram, Lot, and Sarai, do you hear him naming Nahor, Milcah, or Iscah? That's a family split, right? Some of them stayed there. And then the other half was like, let's go, get ready, let's go, we're out. And the others were maybe not asked, maybe not invited, maybe they're like, forget it, not moving. I'm not going anywhere. This is what I know, this is what I'm used to, nope, not doing it. Maybe it was a fight. But there's still a split between this family that can be really painful too. Even though you might be like, oh my gosh, I know the Lord is saying it. I know the Lord is calling me. What am I supposed to do? This will ruffle some feathers. This will hurt the ones that I love or my friends or my family. What do you put before you? The Lord's voice? Your will? Your thoughts? Your feelings? Others' feelings? Where is the call of the Lord over your life? But God himself always, thank you, Jesus, is so merciful. If we take our time, if we were like, I'm going to pout and I'm going to say, no, it's not right for me, not yet. And you argue with the Lord, he's so merciful. He truly is a God of second chances, right? Because Terah took his son. Terah took the family. Terah ain't the one who's called. Abram is called. So sometimes in our lives, when we know the Lord is calling us, we are actually not to bring our father's household with us because they're not called at that time. The Lord may release them later and come with us and bless us and all of that, but maybe not. And that's not our decision, right? What we are to do is focus on our Lord and his word that he gave to us in our hearts, who said it before us. I'm calling you. I'm telling you to do A, B, C, and D. Listen and obey. He does give us grace and mercy when we're like, I really messed up and I didn't follow. I did not listen. I did not obey. Maybe sometimes in our lives, we're like, way back when I did hear the call of the Lord, I was supposed to be, I was supposed to go, I was supposed to do, and I just didn't. Now can still be the time. Because the Lord is outside of time, okay? The Lord has mercy and grace for you. So if you already have any sort of stirring, like, I really messed up, really only did the call kind of halfway, whatever the Lord was calling you to do, bring it back to the Lord. Allow your heart to be in that place of repentance, if that is for you, right? Because I was wondering, I wonder if Abram actually repented, like, shoot, I'm still in my father's household. My dad said, so then I followed him, and then we're going, and then Lot's here too, and I know what the Lord said for me to do, but I didn't really do it, but I kind of got halfway. We settled in Haran, but not all the way in Canaan. Like, ooh, where am I at? Right? Like, probably some sort of wrestling match inside of him. Abram is just like you and me, okay? And you see how the Lord handles Abram with love and compassion and mercy and grace. So I want to say that over you as well, okay? So Genesis 12, verse 2, right? The Lord is speaking, and the Lord says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. Okay, Abram heard this from the Lord. That is a big promise. That's something huge for him to carry. Right? When the Lord is speaking, and I will promise, right? That's not going to be empty or void. He's going to make something in Abram, right? It's a process. So God is saying, I will be the one making you a blessing, okay? I will be the one making you into a great nation. Abram is one single man, and his wife Sarai, right? The pain way back here, it said that she was barren. That's also what he carries. God, your promise is I will make you into a great nation? You think that's not like, what the heck? Lord, I don't even get you. I don't understand what that means, right? But Abraham, still in his faith, in his relationship with the Lord, knowing the call, okay, Lord, well, you said it. You said it, so I'm going to choose to believe it, right? And the great nation, something so grand, something so numerous. Abraham's today life, it's just me and my woman. No babies. How is this even possible, right? It probably was ruminating around his brain, right? But the Lord still said it. And the Lord says, I will bless you. That is a promise of good. Right? That Abraham also like, okay, if I listen, I obey the call of the Lord to follow him, to do what he has asked me to do. The Lord also says, and I will bless you. And when others bless you, you're going to be a blessing to them. You're a blessing to them. They're a blessing to you, right? The Lord will be the blessing. And he says, and I will make your name great. Abram may have been popular in the place of his birth because he was always there. He's known so many people, right? But man, when the voice of the Lord is speaking and he goes, I will make your name great, right? people are really going to be knowing Abram. His reputation is going to be going out there. But really, his reputation is going to be known for his faith in the Lord. What a huge, beautiful promise that Abraham got to carry, even in what he saw, right? The Lord called me. I only kind of halfway listened. My own brother died in the presence of our father. Maybe my father couldn't take it any longer, and the dad's like, get up, we're going. I'm leaving them, I'm done. I can't handle it here anymore. I'm so sad, I'm so depressed, maybe, right? I need a new place to live. And Abram honored, respected, followed his dad, and maybe put the call on hold, maybe, okay? But the call still came into Abram. The Lord had it covered. Thank you, Jesus. And the call came with a beautiful promise that Abraham got to carry with him. So when the Lord calls you as well, the Lord always has something so good for us to also grab hold of and carry, okay? And really, it is believing and knowing the word of the Lord, whatever he has spoken to you, it will not fail. It is not empty. It's not going to just like, well, I mean, he kind of said it, but I still haven't seen it. It's coming. It is coming in his timing. And it's going to be good, and it's going to be a blessing. Okay. So Abram left. And in Acts it said, so now God sent him. Right? It says, Terah finally, after 205 years, finally passed away. Right? And Abram has to endure the loss of his father as well. And then he has no words. He has no excuses. The Lord sent him. I'm telling you, I told you back then. Remember when I said this? I'm sending you right now. So Abram left as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people that had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Okay, that is like so full of hope. So full of hope. It looks like Abram may have kind of blown it, right? Like, Lord, I didn't listen to you all the way. I'm sorry. I repent. He said, leave my father's household, but my father took me. Now we're here. We settled kind of halfway. Ooh, sorry. Still living life, doing it all. I'm in my family's household, right? We're still barren. I have no child. My heart's desire. I still have all this pain inside. But God, you are so good. You said it back then. You're going to make it happen today. It's not about Abram. It is about the Lord. And when he speaks, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And usually when he speaks, he has a promise there for us as well, right? And finally, when the Lord sent him, and he goes, he listens and obeys, like, Sarai, pack it up, let's move, let's go. I can't drop the ball again. I have to fully listen and obey to my Lord's voice. I'm going to go. So he left, okay? But that last verse right there, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. So much hope. So much hope. He arrived. You and I will arrive because the Lord himself will bring us to the place that he has called us to. Okay? Amen. Amen. Right? Our trust is in the Lord, in that relationship with him. I know his voice. And if there's any that kind of struggle a little bit, like, I mean, I love Jesus, but I don't know if I've ever heard his voice. Press into that. In the word, it says, Jesus himself says, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice. What do sheep do with their shepherd? They follow him. They follow him. They do. Jesus Christ himself has an expectation of us in hearing him, right? My sheep hear my voice. Jesus Christ is the Word. The Word is always speaking. He's the Word. He's the living Word. He's always speaking. And so if we have any sort of difficulty of like, I don't know, I've just never heard him. I'm not too sure. Go back to the Word. Jesus, you said your sheep hear your voice. Jesus, you said, right? You are the Word. You're always speaking. You're speaking to me. I don't think that I hear you. Lord, would you reveal the way that you actually personally speak to me? Whether it's an impression, a feeling, a picture, a memory. It may be like, Rachel, blah, 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 blah. It could be like that, okay? It might, but more than likely it will be spirit to spirit. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you, and it is small, and it is that whisper, but sometimes it makes you, oh my gosh, I heard the Lord speak so loud and clear. But he's very gentle and very kind. So if you're also wrestling, like, I don't know the call of the Lord, I don't know the voice of the Lord, ask him, and you will be receiving open ears, okay? Open spirit to really receive anything and everything that the Lord has to say to you because he longs to speak to you. You are his children, his child. He is a good, good father first. And he loves you. He didn't let Abram down, right? He still allowed him to arrive. He has a place, a destination with the promise for you to arrive at. Press into him. And I bless you with that. So Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love your word. I thank you, Father God, that you are a God who speaks to us. You are a God on purpose calls us. You are a God that allows us to speak back to you relational-wise, Lord. I thank you and praise you for how powerful you are, how gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in love. I thank you for who you are, how you are, the way you love us, the way you call us, your reason. For your name's sake, you call us, you use us. You say, fix your eyes upon me and follow me. Jesus, fix our eyes to follow you, to be set upon you, to flow with you, whichever which way that you move. Your Holy Spirit is within us. Thank you, God, for opening physical ears, spiritual ears, even emotional. Lord God, to hear your voice. I thank you, Father God, for leading even myself, and all of us, Lord, to a place of repentance because of your kindness. Especially if we ended up dropping the ball or maybe assuming, I think I followed the call, Lord, but I did make some mistakes along the way. You are the Redeemer. It's already been redeemed. I thank you, Jesus, that you are our healer. You are our Savior. It is always and only about you. So, Father God, help us to answer the call, go forth, and to follow you the best that we can, having our eyes fixed on you, having our ears open to your voice, knowing that you are a good God, and that no matter what, because of you, we will arrive at the place you have called us to. I bless this house in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You are dismissed for coffee and refreshments.